A lot of us putting our cans out on the curbside a day late because of the holiday this week. And there's a new sheriff in town when it comes to garbage takeaway, at least for part of Sonoma County. On the KSRO live line with us is the general manager of Recology, Santa Rosa's new garbage hauler. And let's say good morning to Fred Stemler, who's the general manager. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thanks for asking. And boy, oh boy, there are some changes afoot. Now, first of all, tell us what areas Recology will cover in Sonoma County.
We're going to take, we've essentially bought all of the assets of the Ratto company. So Everything that they previously served will be taking over.
Okay.
So that would be the majority of Sonoma County and the upper portion of Marin, as well as along the coast.
And one of the things that we know about this changeover and this new long-term contract that Recology has, and probably the most pertinent to us on a monthly basis, is the fact that garbage rates are going to go up, and pretty significantly up, right?
That's I think, a fair assessment. I mean, it's different for every household, so the impact, varies across the board. But yeah, we're going to see price increases. The 20-gallon container will go up to $23.56 per month. The 32-gallon container is $27.05. So, and that will be billed in quarterly increments. So yeah, I think there is going to be a bit of sticker shock.
Because we heard that it's a generally about a 60% increase for most residential customers.
If people are going to stay at the same subscription level, yes. I think that's, the range is, it can be lower and it can be higher. What we're anticipating is that customers are going to look at what size garbage container they're currently using in their home.
Yeah, so the little gray garbage can or the bigger gray garbage, or the regular sized, I should say, right?
Yeah, so the containers come in 20-gallon, 32-gallon, 64, and 96. And the 96 is the largest one, the same size as, say, your recycle and compost bin. So most households really don't need that much garbage subscription. So with this price increase, the difference is that when you have a fuel cost increase, you're still driving the same car. You have to fill it up with the same gallons. With this, if households look at what they're purchasing and what they're generating, it's with respect to compost and recycling, there's generally an opportunity to reduce to a lower monthly subscription size. So if you're at a 64, you can look at your purchases, you can look at how well you're recycling, and potentially move down to a 32, which would be a significant decrease in your monthly cost.
Fred, first of all, if you are who you are, my kids would think you're the coolest guy in the entire world because you're in charge of all the guys that have the cool trucks that come to our house. So, first of all, you're a hero in my house.
Well,
second of all,
the guys driving the trucks are a lot cooler than me.
Well, you run the guys that are running the trucks, so I think that's cool. My kids would love it. I think the other thing people want to is to know what can be recycled. There's lots of confusion as to what goes into what can.
And one of the big positives of Sonoma County taking up and accepting your contract with Recology is that you have a very good reputation when it comes to recycling.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We work hard for that. The key to Recology success is really good communication partnership with the community. So to your first question, how do you learn to be a better recycler? There's abundance of information that's out there on the web. I suggest that everybody start simple. We see a lot of optimistic recyclers out there, and they think, well, it's probably recyclable. I'm going to throw it in the container, and somebody else will figure it out. That actually has a net negative on the overall diversion process. Diversion is the word that we use to talk about taking things out of the trash and putting them into a reusable new form, essentially recycling. So what I would say is keep your food waste, anything that is recyclable, say you got plastic containers but it's half filled with food still, don't put that in your recycling as is. That's going to contaminate fibers. And it's going to get inside of other products, and it's going to create contamination, which will impact the marketability of that product. So if we can't market it and can't get it to another company that's going to make a new product out of it, if they won't accept it, then it's going to ultimately end up in the landfill, which is definitely something I don't think anybody, either the customer or us, wants.
Well, so, I think especially now that's true, Fred, because, of course, we have so much debris going into our landfills because of the debris as a result of the wildfires that we are more insistent on making sure we do the right things. And tell us why Recology is a good idea for Sonoma County.
Well, we went through the bidding process for Santa Rosa's RFP. We essentially offered everything that was asked in the RFP at a competitive price that's equitable for all of the employees that are working and doing the job, as well as for the customers that are receiving the service. So you're going to have new carts and trucks rolling out with this RFP. That's a large part of the cost increase. And you know, I've heard a lot of people ask, well, why do I need a new cart? Why do I need new trucks on the street? Part of it has to do with the environmental impact of on the truck side, meeting air emission standards, safety. These trucks are on every single street, every single week. You have to have safe vehicles. It's going to impact, you know, both the drivers.
It could take us a while to see those new trucks, though, right, Fred?
They'll be rolled out by May.
May, okay.
So there's already trucks that are received. We got new sweepers in the yards right now, and some new collection vehicles that are sitting ready. But in order to procure 55 new vehicles, it does take
a
manufacturer some time.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so as we move onward, and this all takes effect, by the way, on Monday, January the 1st. And as I understand it, the reason for the pretty massive price hikes is because the rates for that were attributed to the Ratto Group were so low for so long that there's a lot of making up to do. Accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we priced this out through the RFP, we wanted to pay the employees a living wage so they could stay in Sonoma County in the area, you know, live and work where you are. And also the equipment replacement was an enormous cost. And then just doing the job right to stay in compliance so that we're really being a good partner. And that's essentially how the numbers got to where they are, and I think there's value in this cost.
Well, so, we are going to see as of Monday, and Fred, thanks so much for being here. We look forward to a new service and hopefully a better service in Sonoma County, and Happy New Year to you.